This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and our two former Packers. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Leap 36, Leroy Butler in the house as well. Anthony Mandela in Austin, Texas, producing the program today on the other side of the glass and answering your phone calls at 414-799-1250. Before the Packers take on the Oakland Raiders, Packers getting on Hard Knocks as the opponent. The focus of Hard Knocks this year in 2019, the Oakland Raiders. And the Oakland Raiders have plenty of storylines there. Number one storyline will not play tonight. That is Antonio Brown. He is expected to make the trip. He will not suit up. Aaron Rodgers made the trip. We saw that last night with his all-denim suit on. That was an interesting look for number 12. And a thick, thick caterpillar on his upper lip, Gary. What on earth does he have growing on the upper lip, Aaron Rodgers? I mean, are you serious?
Well, you know, that's his look. You know, that's his, you know, that's that look he goes with.
At least he gets rid of it in the regular season.
At least I don't got to see that all year. I don't know how many women like that, though.
Doesn't matter. It all matters what Danica likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Wendy's Big Show here, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers has had the possibility. He did not play last week, Gary. We all know that with the back tightness.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah,
just before we got off the air and we were on with Mike Clemens, as we will be this week at 5:35 as well before the game. And we find out he's not playing due to back tightness about 45 minutes before the game. You have been talking to some of your people up there in Green Bay, and they are somewhat concerned with the surface up there that they'll play at IG Field tonight in Canada.
Right, so it'll be game-time decision.
If Aaron Rodgers doesn't play due to the field that they will play on tonight, who else should get the veteran treatment and not suit up tonight for the Pack?
It's a good question. I think everybody else plays. I don't think anybody else gets the veteran treatment. You play Bulaga, playing one series. You play Bakhtiari, you play in one series. I do have one. Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, to me, should get that same treatment. Only because, and where Aaron Jones, to me, is not really about the surface. I just don't trust a guy to stay healthy.
More fragile than Rodgers.
Yeah, if you think about you're going to run him against this Raiders defense 10, 15 times, I don't want to see it. He's the only guy. Like, I have him above Aaron Rodgers. And the only reason why I have him above Aaron Rodgers, because running backs get hit or can get hit every single play. If you throw a pass play for Rodgers, at least you would think that he could throw it away.
Sure.
You would hope
and
that
be
he
able
throw
to
it away.
Evade the pressure right off the bat and still be able to get himself out of it.
I hope that he'd throw it away. But with Aaron Jones, you can fake him up in the line, he's still going to get hit. I mean, you can fake the screen, play out to him to the right, Joe will still come hit him. I mean, I've seen Leroy just go light a Joker up on a screen play. Guy ain't got the ball.
Leroy, for you, who would not play tonight if the field is an issue at IG Field up in Canada?
Bakhtiari's not playing. Bulaga's definitely not playing. Too much of a history. I need to see Light. I need to see.
That's for sure. You do need to see Alex Light perform a little bit better.
I need him to play a lot. I need to see. Boyle needs to start. Aaron's not playing. Aaron Jones is not going to play. Jamal is not going to play. I'm starting Dexter Williams. You got to understand something. The season is right around the corner. You don't need these guys to be this. Last week was the week for these guys to play a lot. They know their offense now. Now you got to get ready for Chicago. That's why it's private practices now. They're in in-game mode now. So you need to get the special teams down. Is Shepard going to be your return guy? I need to see him a lot because I want to see him in the slot. You know, I want to see him – when he comes in the huddle, watch out. This guy can some kind of trick play or something. Because I like Trevor Davis, but the guy's not available. It's just not. It's a lot of questions. I want to see Shepard catch every return. And you know what else?
What else?
I don't want to see Amos no more. I don't want
to
see him.
You're good
no
with
more.
31. You don't need to see any more of the.
I want Savage to play a little bit more. But my outer starters, they don't need to play no more. Get ready for Chicago. Go down there, make the trip, of course. Support the guys. Because when you listen to that Gutekunst interview we had, 30 to 53. That's what they're looking for these last week and a half. That's going to be a big – because receiver, you got to ultimately say, if it comes down to Jamon Moore, Kumaro, St. Brown, Scantlin, these guys, because I'm assuming I'm not going to put 81 in this. Mm-hmm. 81's your other guy. He's
Geronimo Allison. He's going to have to get in there and play a little bit.
17. But you need to find out how you're going to rotate these guys, because if these guys are not playing, they're on special teams. Now, which one of these group can play special teams?
And who's going to earn their job on that special teams unit? Right. You're right. And some of those dudes that you might think are somewhat on the roster already, special teams can change that, no doubt about it.
Because you notice when Tunyon is in the game, he's the only guy they move a lot. So he's going to play. He moves a lot. He's lining up. He's going in motion. He's coming back. He's setting. He's the lead blocker. He's the bootleg guy. He's involved, so he has a role. A lot of these guys need to get a role. If you don't get a role, you're going to get cut. But you know what I always tell these guys? That's all right. The other 31 teams, well, the other 30 teams, because you and Oakland are out there, they're watching this tape.
Sure.
You've been another camp, but you got it. This is a very important game. And like we said, 11 quarterbacks hasn't played. Why y'all making such a big emphasis on Aaron Rodgers? I ain't trying to hear this new coaching stuff. Yeah, man, good, man. He can watch. Give him a ball cap.
Yep. Let him ball cap and a nice T-shirt. Whatever you're trying to sell, throw it on Aaron Rodgers. You'll get a lot more drive.
Just like NASCAR.
To NFLShop.com. Yep. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. If Aaron Rodgers gets the specialty treatment, and based off of the turf issue, if it is an issue once they show up at IG Field and they're concerned about the surface and it forces them to pull back Aaron Rodgers, who else would get the treatment for you if you're the head coach, Matt LaFleur?
Well, like Gary said, Aaron Jones obviously makes sense because of how fragile he is at this point. But for me, if Rodgers ain't playing, Bakhtiari's not playing. I can't have it. You got nobody at left tackle if he goes down. And you say you like Alex Light? Okay, fine.
Put Alex Light out at left tackle.
Yeah. Let Billy Turner learn how to play left tackle. Don't matter to me.
Right.
I'm not running Bakhtiari out there. And furthermore, if Bakhtiari's not playing, then Bulaga's not playing because he is as fragile as anybody on this football team. So he ain't playing either. So, I mean, those three don't play. Rodgers is four, so those four on offense don't play. Defensively, everybody can play. Don't care. And then Davante Adams, I guess, would be the other one, but I don't worry about him getting hurt as much. So I'm okay if he plays a little while in the first half of this game along with the other wide receivers. I'm fine with them getting some run. Tight ends all should play. Get some more run with them, too. And like Leroy said, last game, and I'll say this game, Boyle should start then. If Rodgers isn't playing, then Boyle should get a chance to run with the ones, and let's see what he can do. I want to see what he can do. We've seen Kaiser. I want to see what Boyle does with the ones.
414-799-1250. Who would you not suit up tonight if the field is an issue when the Packers show up to IG Field? Well, they'll get down with the Oakland Raiders in the third dress rehearsal before they do this thing for real September 5th against the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. 414-799-1250. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. And guys, want to tell you about something coming up on September 25th that you do not want to miss. It's the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing, benefiting Give Kids the World at Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. Your chance to golf with guys from The Fan and other local celebrities for just $125. You get a great day of golf at Western Lakes. You get breakfast from Perkins, lunch from Robert Specialty Meats, dinner from Saz's, all different holes sponsored throughout the event, and you'll have a great time as always. And get all the details right now at 1057fmthefan.com, and you possibly could see Leroy Butler in person and the million-dollar smile that made everybody melt up in GB. You can see at Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. 414-799-1250. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 1057 FM The Fan, talking Packers football before the Packers and Raiders tonight here on The Fan.
Hank, let's talk about your daddy. Tell me how your mama loved that man.
Well, just break out a bottle, hoss. I'll tell you about the drifting cowboy band.
We won't talk about the habits.
just the music and the man.
That's all.
Now, Hank, you just gotta tell me, did your daddy really write all them songs? Did he?
I don't deserve no answer, Hawk. Huh?
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Waylon Jennings.
And who?
Throwback Thursday. This is Waylon Jennings. The Conversation, him and Hank Williams Jr.
They call him Bocephus.
Didn't Hank Williams Jr. get in a bunch of trouble?
Jr. might have, yeah.
Because he was the one with the old, everybody's waiting for Monday night, right?
Yeah, Lord, mm-hmm. Here they go.
That was, man.
They call him Bocephus.
That they do.
Yeah. I don't know why they do, but that's this little tag thing with Hank where they call him Bocephus. If somebody want to tell them why they call him Bocephus, 414-799-1250, you can get in on something.
Hit us on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
Twitter is 1057 FM The Fan. That's how you vote for Throwback Thursday. Hashtag Big Throwback. Our nominees, yeah. Dave Matthews, John Denver,
Dave Matthews.
Nickelback, Jimi Hendrix, Nickelback. And Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates in Madison this weekend on Sunday, if you're going to check that out.
Leroy,
I imagine.
You going?
Leroy Butler's got his tickets lined up.
You going, Leroy?
Standing backstage or something? No.
Why? Come on, cuz.
You want to go see Daryl Hall, John Oates?
No, I got other stuff I got to do, cuz. I can't squeeze it in.
What, like
some group, though?
What, to fold some socks or something?
No, I ain't doing that. I got kids for that.
You know what, another group that was like that? Do you remember Wham?
I remember Wham.
Yeah,
I like George Michael.
They've won a Throwback Thursday before.
Was that John? What was his name?
George Michael.
Who was the other guy? You remember?
Who Wham. Cares? No, I don't
know. It was
know
all about
guy.
George Michael?
I don't even know if the other guy sung. Did the other guy sing?
I like that you guys are asking me for this information.
I don't know the other guy sung.
You
know?
George Michael sang the last
Andrew
Christmas song, right?
Ridgely? Yeah.
No. See, he ain't sang.
R-I-D-G-E-L-E-Y.
Not singing with a name like that.
Formed in London in 1980.
Winnie Nix. Today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want to pause that, Winnie Nix?
You going throwback?
Yeah, throwback, Winnie Nix. I just got to do it. Hey, what's his name?
That's Anthony Mandela.
Hey, Mandela.
What's his name?
Mandela. Rewind that Winnie Nix back real quick. Let me just do a throwback, Winnie Nix, just real quick. Let me just... Leroy, you got to take a look at it real quick. Just how Winnie Nix look. I'm just...
I don't see Ed Warner.
Huh?
You know, you've missed like 16 huh's, by the way.
No, you haven't.
They just fly so rapidly. The conversation gets very confusing here on this big show. From 2 to 6 here on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250
AM,
and the radio.com app. There you go. There's Wendy next.
Leroy, you know, pause it right there, Mandel. You know how, you remember Carrie Champion?
Yes.
She used up all the cocoa butter?
Yeah.
You couldn't even get none?
Yeah.
Wendy next second with the cocoa butter, cuz.
That may be baby oil.
Cocoa butter's better.
No, cocoa butter just like it's just for black folks, but that's for everybody, cuz.
I don't think cocoa butter is just for black people.
Ain't no white person using no cocoa butter. Stop.
Absolutely.
Stop.
Yeah, man. It smells good. I like how cocoa butter smells. You've used cocoa butter, haven't you, Billy?
No.
No.
Billy, you swallow.
Why did you raise your eyebrow like The Rock? No.
You ain't use no cocoa butter. The brothers, man. The brothers. That's at the barbershop, cuz.
Billy, you use cocoa butter, man?
I can't say I do.
No.
Can't say I
have. I bet your girl uses cocoa butter.
No, she
You'd
don't.
Smell it if she does.
Sure, maybe. I don't know.
He said, sure, maybe. I don't know.
Do you like for your girls, you cocoa butter or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a little slippery?
Well, it depends. If you got skin like mine, though, you just use baby oil.
Better use something. You
baby oil already. Dry you out.
Especially my elbows. My elbows get so ashy. Like I've been making biscuits or something.
Baby oil dry out.
Biscuits.
Did you use any moisturizer at all, buddy?
I can't say I do, no. No, that's not necessarily something in my forte. I can't say that.
You can get it when it's already in the soap, so you can.
Sure.
Yeah. It costs a little more, though.
The body wash.
Yeah.
The body wash.
Yeah, the body wash.
You use body wash, Billy?
I do use body wash, yes.
Kind of,
and
you
shower.
Use a little scrunchy thing or rag?
What kind of body wash you should use, Billy?
A little Suave, sometimes a little Old Spice Swagger. I was told to use Swagger body wash in high school by my football coach. Said I needed to play with a little more swag. So I had to go and get Swagger deodorant and Swagger body wash.
So he wants you to smell good. You smell good, you play good.
Apparently. Maybe, you know, puberty was just hitting me at a tough age.
Maybe he's telling you that you stink.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use body wash over soap, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I think if soap lasts longer, body wash, too much of it come out.
Well, you use one of them pads or no? What do you think?
What, the little scrunchy
thing? The loofah. Yeah, the loofah. Yeah.
What's a loofah?
That's the, what you're talking about, right? With the little rope on.
No, he's using like a Dove scrub pad or something you're talking about.
Man,
the loofah, the things
off.
You buy for like a buck in a store. They're like all scrunchy looking.
What color is that? Tan? The tan one?
They're coming in a color.
Green, yellow, blue, purple, pink, whatever color you want.
Is that like what you wash the sink out with?
No.
No. That's a Brillo pad. Or a char girl. What are you
don't
doing
use one of those on your body, man. You couldn't even pour the
crazy,
cocoa butter
man.
After you get done rubbing that all over your body.
I ain't gonna be in the hospital. What happened to your skin? I used to, what I cleaned my pants with. Did you? No, fool. We don't do that. Nah. Use a loofah.
Oh, my Lord.
105.7 FM, 1250 AM in the radio.com app. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 here on The Fan. 414-799-1250. Listening to us on the radio.com app is Mike in Sacramento. He's up on the
What's
Big
up,
Show.
This is our guy.
Yeah. I called yesterday and heard you guys talking about the trade speculation or
What
for Ezekiel Elliott or Melvin Gordon if the Packers would be interested. Yes.
Yeah.
Which one you want?
Can you imagine you getting Gordon or Zeke? That would be like rocket fuel for LaFleur's offense.
Oh, no, it would be. It would be. Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's a Super Bowl caliber offense right there. You got Rodgers, Gordon or Elliott. You got Adams. You got Bakhtiari. That's four blue chippers right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Mike. That would be a game changer. He thinks that it would make them a Super Bowl contender. It would put them in that conversation. There's not many teams that have that kind of weaponry on the offense. And also, to have a guy that's a multiple-time all-pro on the offensive line and probably the best left tackle in football in David Bakhtiari. I mean, you're talking about five blue chippers there.
Yeah.
How you're able to move the ball around there on the offense. 414-799-1250, getting you ready for Packers and Raiders. Mike Clemens stops by at 5:35 with his latest. That's last week when we found out that Aaron Rodgers would not be on the field for the game in Baltimore. They're in Canada, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, at IG Field, to be exact, tonight. Expected a crowd about 20,000 folks up at IG Field tonight for Packers and Raiders. And the Packers in a situation right now, we have people tweeting all over the place of Packers staff, including Brian Gutekunst, checking out the field conditions. There was a little bit of concern earlier this week as to if they would be interested in and playing some of these guys in these situations. Also, they're worried about the patch where the CFL goalpost would go in comparison to the NFL one. The CFL goalpost is in the end zone. The NFL goalpost, obviously, outside the back of the end zone.
Jim Ozarski just tweeted out a picture. There's got to be 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. There's like 10 guys all looking at this south end zone patch. It started originally with just two Packer guys down there looking at it, and now they've brought in other officials to come in and look at the same patch in the south end zone.
Well, you know, like I told you guys, Steve, you know, about a week or so ago that this was going to be an issue.
Sure did.
I know sometimes when we read other guys' tweets when they say that, we take
So you knew about the patch in the end zone, south
end
zone?
Well, I said it was going to be an issue.
We are just affirming what you said.
Yeah, I said the field was going to be an
issue. Don't worry. We're letting you know. 414-799-1250.
They need to hear about it.
For sure. So, Gary, the field is going to be possibly an issue tonight up at IG Field.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Okay.
You don't remember we talked about like what grass it was, what sports turf it was?
Oh, no, sorry.
But I should have tweeted it out, and I never tweeted it out. I probably should have tweeted that out, like, when I heard about it.
You don't need to tweet it out.
I just denounced it on our radio show.
Denounced it?
Sure.
Not denounced. Announced. Denounce is something different.
Completely different.
Right, completely different. Really?
Denounce means giving up the opportunity to claim as your own.
I'm sorry.
Mean streets.
105.7 FM's Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6, where you can also learn about Webster's Dictionary here on the Wendy's Big Show. Also, great places to get a deal on DirecTV.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Sight and Sound Solutions is just that place. And as we always talk about, Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions does it the correct way. And you can call 1-800 number and go that way if you so choose. But I find it hard to believe that you are going to have customer service the way that Al does at Sight and Sound Solutions. What do I mean? Well, what I mean is he's going to call you a couple days after they install your DirecTV and call and make sure everything is going right. Signal looking good. All the channels there that you paid for. Is everything good? And he's going to call you a couple weeks after that and check on you one more time to make sure everything is good. And then 2 months after that, and check on you again. Customer service unmatched with Sight and Sound Solutions. AT&T and DirecTV, a beautiful marriage too. TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice back to DirecTV, Fox Sports Wisconsin, NFL Sunday Ticket, at no additional charge for the upcoming football season, a must-have for fantasy football players, and $200 in Visa cards. But wait for it. I can do more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones. If you want it, they got it. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. And as an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, maybe Al and Sight and Sound Solutions can help you with that, too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number, talk to the local guy that's been doing this stuff over 15 years? Al is your guy. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call them today, 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket, automatic renewal to season, prevailing rate, lines, cancel price, start of the season. Select international games, excluded remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, taking your phone calls before the Packers and Raiders. What are you confident, concerned, and curious on? As well as where and if the concern is on the field, who should also get the veteran treatment, as it appears Aaron Rodgers just might. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. Now, this a good-hearted woman, loving a good-time man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand.
Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday. That's Waylon Jennings along with his good buddy Willie Nelson. Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Getting you ready for Packers and Raiders from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. They'll play at IG Field up there, and reports continuing to come out. We've had Gary Ellerson for a week now telling us that the field was possibly going to be an issue, that the Packers were concerned about it. People up in Winnipeg right now seeing the representatives from both teams, Brian Gutekunst, along with Mike Mayock now, Raiders general manager, standing around the field, checking out different spots, especially one concerning one, especially in the end zone, the south end zone in particular, where the goalposts for the Canadian Football League, where the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will play there, they have the goalpost inside the end zone, where obviously the NFL has the one post outside of the end zone. So the patchwork right there, a number one concern at this moment. Also, Mike Garofolo saying people that he talked to in the Raiders organization were very concerned about this all week long, not expecting to play many of their starters at all here in Winnipeg tonight, the third preseason game. And the best way to do that and enjoy is by drinking in the Boff while you watch the green and gold, and do it all summer long and all fall long and go all natural with Beauforting Beer. It's made with three all-natural ingredients, fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops you can find. That's it. No additives, no artificial flavors, just beer made with a commitment to quality. You'll notice the difference that superior ingredients make immediately, whether you're enjoying the crisp Pilsner, which is the flagship beer, the smooth triple ale, 8% alcohol by volume, or the perfectly balanced Bruin, my personal favorite at 7.2. And thanks to Beauforting's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor with a crisp, clean finish. You can drink in the Boff at places like Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, the Nomad, Sport Club, or if you're on your way to go drink in the Boff at a Brewers game, check out the Fourth Base and cheer on the crew when you drink in the Boff with them. If you'd rather drink in the Boff in the comfort of your own home, grab a six-pack of Total Wine and More or Consumer Beverage. And whenever you're drinking in the Boff this week, make sure to let me know at Bill Schmidt Radio. I am Beauforting Bill. And go all natural and drink in the Boff with us this summer. Beauforting Beer. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in the house here today until 6 o'clock. Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane comes up at 5. And before that, or after that, excuse me, at 5:35, we'll hear from Mike Clemens, our green and gold football reporter here on 1057 FM, The Fan. Packers, looking at this point, guys, that not many at all are going to be suiting up for the Packers tonight, or at least the Oakland Raiders, as Mike Garofolo is saying. A lot of people in their brass didn't even expect to see their starters at all. They told most of their starters earlier in the week that they were not going to see much time tonight in the third preseason game, which, I mean, we listed it off earlier today, guys, of all the quarterbacks that haven't played in the preseason, and it's slowly becoming more and more of the entire starting unit's not going to play in these preseason games.
Used to
games.
Be the third preseason games when you saw everybody, and used to be Billy back in the day, everybody almost played a half. And so this is the new NFL, and this is one of the reasons why I think they're going to go to two preseason games and get you 18. Well, no.
I think they're going to eliminate all of them. I don't think they're even going to exist. You'll just have these inter-squad scrimmages at these different places.
They could do that.
Right, and that'll replace them, and you just won't have it.
They're not going to do that. They'd be giving away money. Yeah.
Right. They could replace to do that, but they still need the two games because you still need to evaluate all the young guys that are coming through.
And you still need to have camp bodies. I mean, you're still going to have rosters at this point that you would expect about 90 people in that sense. Also, though, too, when they – and I say when, because it is inevitable that they will go to 18 games. They'll also be expanding the rosters, you would expect.
They would have to.
Closer to 60 guys instead of the 53-man.
I would also expand the practice roster.
I would agree. You're going to 18. Yes. You got to. You go 18, and you have two byes instead of one.
Otherwise, these
so they'd expand the entire regular season is what you're expecting.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, because right now it's Super Bowl's in February.
Yeah, first weekend in February.
You might push it all the way to the end of February.
Well, until they come back with some kind of World League stuff, the exit and fail stuff is not going to
But think
work.
About this, Bill.
So hold on.
These guys play somewhere.
Go ahead, Bill.
The way you're saying that is that they would then push back the start of training camp to like the middle of August?
Well, no.
And still start the regular season the first week of September?
No, you still can start the same, but here's what ends up happening. You take that couple weeks, 3 weeks, you end at the end of February, right? Then now you've got football 24/7, 365.
Because you still have the scouting combine in the end of February.
Yes.
But the way that it would map out, then you'd start the regular season earlier, correct? You wouldn't start it at that point because the weeks just don't match up.
Right. Correct.
Sure. Okay.
Correct. Yes.
You got to start Labor Day weekend. Football needs to be going on by then.
Yeah, that it would start up this weekend. Like college football is starting up with Miami and Florida this weekend. With college football tomorrow night.
Miami and Florida tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm. Number 8 team in the country, the Florida Gators.
Wow, that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Starting up with some football, and then the Badgers will be at South Florida next Friday to kick off their season. High school football starting tonight with your Muskego Warriors out there. And big-time Mike McGivern going to be on TV tonight. My 24. Can't wait. That'll be a lot of fun.
Mike's heading over there right now.
Oh, yeah. He's big-time. He's got to get on over
there.
He's
got the IBFDN in his ear and everything.
Yeah, Mother Plucker is doing stats for those guys this year.
Oh, is he?
Good yeah, he
outstanding.
Is. Yeah, so that should be fun.
Sure. Why Wendy's not? Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan. We get an update from Mike Clemens, and we're back with the Wendy's Big Show. You can join us at 414-799-1250. More of the Throwback Thursday before Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane, getting you ready for Packers and Raiders on The Fan.
Friend I know, stop to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes. Suspicious mind. We can't build our dreams on suspicious mind.
Wendy's Big Show back on The Fan. Appreciate you hanging out on a Throwback Thursday. That's Waylon Jennings alongside somebody that I don't know, so I'm not even going to act like I do. But it's live from Austin, Texas. That's what I know.
Does he have a name?
Suspicious Minds.
That's her name?
No, that is the name of the song.
Remember Elvis did this?
Yes. Yeah, Elvis did do this song.
Yep.
Who's the lady?
It did not say.
That sounds like Tammy Wynette or something. Don't that sound like Tammy Wynette to you, Leroy? You know who Tammy Wynette is? You don't know.
I've heard the name, but I ain't listened to her music.
Yeah, that sounds like Tammy Wynette to me.
And I'm offended that you know her music.
Because my granddad used to listen to all this stuff. My granddad was a cowboy. He lived on the farm.
Man, a lot of my ancestors did stuff I ain't doing. Well, just because they listen to it, I mean, I got to listen to it. It was in the pickup truck,
Leroy. We're in the pickup truck, man. We farming, man. We doing horses, doing cows.
No, we ain't doing nothing.
Rocking a denim suit like Aaron Rodgers was yesterday?
I don't know if we did that, but my dad had overalls, though. My granddad wore overalls. Wore overalls, and he smoked them Prince Albert. You ever had Prince Albert cigarettes?
Can't
did
say
he
I
chew
did.
Snuff?
Well, my grandma chews snuff.
Yeah.
My grandma chews. My grandma take the snuff and the tobacco and mix it together and put it in.
It's disgusting.
Maybe that's what Mike Zimmer was doing. You see the video of Mike Zimmer on the sideline?
He's doing it?
He threw the chew in the bag of sunflower seeds.
What?
Whipped out the bag of sunflower seeds, grabs a big old chew of it, like they did in Sandlot, right, where they're passing around the big chew and everyone's like, what is this? And all the big leaguers do it. He grabs a whole wad of it, throw it right there, you know, out, chew it up a couple of times, and starts spitting out. They're like, okay, well, I'm no expert. So but you don't grab sunflower seeds like that.
Big old lip.
Almost a horseshoe.
Yeah. No, my granddad had a Prince Albert. So the Prince Albert come in like a little tin can, a little red tin can.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to take it, and then he had the rolling papers. And he used to take it, and you just throw it down in there.
Shake it down in there and roll it on up.
Yeah, and then roll it all up.
I don't know how many people roll their own cigarettes anymore.
Yeah, there was no filter in that because that's just straight tobacco.
The only dude that, grown man that
I
know.
He died of cancer, so there you go.
Well, that might do it. Our boy Tommy Neubauer on the Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That dude rolls his own cigarettes.
See? No filter.
No filter.
Save money, though, don't he?
Just all of a sudden, I come out in here, I'm like, what?
He grown man.
What are you doing?
Is that Tommy Neubauer? That's the guy you gave me the phone number to, right?
Yes, over Cutting Edge Outdoors, 6 to 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings.
I like him.
Telling you, man, you really don't know what those dudes are doing on that show, but it's fun to
they're not
listen
listening to Tammy Wynette.
That wasn't Tammy Wynette. Good old KS tweeted, that was Jesse Coulter, Waylon's wife from 1969 until he passed away in 2002.
That was Jesse Coulter?
Jesse Coulter, and as good old KS calls her, a legit, quote, outlaw country artist.
Yeah, she's legit outlaw country artist.
That's why I don't know her.
Yeah, I don't know who Jesse Coulter is.
Can't say I do.
It's his wife.
I don't think anybody is going to know who Anthony Mandela on the other side of the glass has for us, who's leading Throwback Thursday. Now, let me give you some of these platinum nominees that we have here. Dave Matthews, John Denver, Kiss, Nickelback, Jimi Hendrix, and Hall & Oates. All top-notch nominees.
Is top-notch.
And our leader right now in the clubhouse using the hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter.
That would be Roxette's. A Swedish rock duo nominated by good old KS.
Roxette. Yep.
Roxette?
Yeah.
Singular?
Singular.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and it's getting some swell right now. I had to Google it because I was like, I've heard of them, but I don't know if I know any of them.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Don't lie to the people.
But like,
it
must have been Love. We know that one. Listen to Your Heart. I think people know that one. I mean, so there's some songs that people would know from Roxette, for sure. And they have their own Twitter account too, Roxette,
so
I think.
Real people.
I have a Twitter account too. Maybe I can sing next week.
You can give it a shot.
Yeah, like
I'd rather you not.
What are you thinking there?
Gary, I know you got a lot of bounce back on the people commenting though on Aaron Rodgers' outfit yesterday as he showed up to Canada.
Yeah, I did.
Interesting cat. That's for sure. Like, you can't rock that and just one, obviously very confident to rock something like that, but
money
helps. See, I just don't even know if it's the money aspect of it. Like,
he's
not
wearing that if he's got no money, I promise you.
You got to be just a different cat to be putting something like that on. Like, Russell Westbrook also does the same thing.
Money.
Well, he's looking for attention.
Money.
Right, money.
So Aaron Rodgers doing the same thing?
Of course.
I don't know.
Come on.
What you think, Roy?
I don't know, but I used to be G'd up when I go on the road.
G'd up.
I don't remember seeing you ever G'd up.
Jeez, choppy.
Like what?
Three-piece with a vest and everything.
No. We're not talking about looking good like everybody else on the plane. We're talking about being completely different.
Looking strange.
Russell Westbrook, weird, right? Aaron Rodgers, different. You're looking different to get that attention.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Because, the media, they want to see what you have on. But I'm going to dress appropriately, But some people don't want to have fun, too.
Yeah, it's
like
got to
do themes.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Mike is on the south side of Milwaukee. He's on the fan. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Roxette, you got the look. That was a big hit.
Oh, yeah,
that's
sure
another one.
Yeah, big hit.
Don't forget the Cam Prince Newton down there.
Yeah, Cam Newton's
a fashion bomb waiting to happen.
Yeah, he's got an interesting wardrobe. Yeah, that's for sure.
He's changed.
Andrew Ridgeley. That was others second half of Wham.
Correct.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we found it out.
Bananarama, and she said, "When I married him, he was hot. Now he just drinks and plays golf a lot." Now, I got the burgers going here. Oh, no. Okay, a little known fact here. Waylon Jennings sang the theme song and narrated the Dukes of Hazzard. Well, Yeah. Only two of you should remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard.
We played already, didn't we, Billy?
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
The good old boys. You didn't play that, did you?
We did.
Yeah.
You want to hear a little bit more of it, Mike?
No. I'd rather talk.
No?
I thought there was Dolly Parton with Waylon. So it was Jesse Coulter?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought Tammy Wynette was with him, too, at one point, but maybe not.
I think she was with, well.
Who she was with? Tammy Wynette.
Let's get to the Packers stuff.
Please do.
Yeah.
I'm going to do exactly what I did the first two games.
What's that?
Sleep.
Okay.
And I get up. I got the Axeman on DVR. And, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still here, sadly.
I mean, okay, paper mache. From what I'm hearing, it's paper mache running back we got. What's his name?
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Are we done with this yet?
Question in the secondary.
Not yet.
I mean, we're throwing darts at a board as far as who's going to play. Now, what is this guy from Minnesota? Remember the wide receiver?
What?
Yeah, what are you talking
about,
Mike?
What wide receiver are you talking about,
Chris?
Mike?
He said the Packers were going to win the Super Bowl.
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Chris Collinsworth?
No,
Carter.
Chris Carter.
Carter.
We don't even have, I don't know, we don't even have a top-ranked running back. They're probably not going to run the ball anyway, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mike.
Take it
Who
easy,
the
Mike.
Guy that we used to call in, and he was our guy? Mike's taking his spot. From Mapletown,
no.
Maple.
No,
Maple Ridge.
He's taking over.
Well, Mike's got his own lane, though.
We haven't heard Mike and Kevin.
They got their own lane.
That's his name, Kevin?
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy Maple Ridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look and find him. Get me a yada Petupo. He did that for us one time. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know, if you type in Kevin from Maple Ridge into Google,
what happened?
Results come up. No, results come up.
Yeah,
I swear to God,
when
his name is Kevin from Kiss FM. When Riggs
went out
went
there,
and
right?
visit him at Maple Ridge, that's the first thing that comes up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.